The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 6, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
My dear Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, on account of my association with material desires one after another, gradually I have now fallen in the blind well full of snakes, but your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him, and how can I leave it?
Evang janangan nipaditam prabhavahi kupe kamabhikama manuja prapatam prasanga kritnyatmasat surat sina bhagavan grihitaha soham kathangan abhisuje tavavitva siva. So, this is Vaishnava Paddhati. Tava Vritta Seva. Vaishnava does not approach Krishna directly. That is not Vaishnava. This is impudence. You cannot approach Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayo Dasa 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 Dhanu Dasa. This is the process. You have to, as you have to receive the perfect knowledge by the parampara system. Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratvaram. Similarly, you have to approach the Supreme Personality Godhead through the parampara system. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sanga Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantam. We have to approach in that way. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam, the Goswamis, they established the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we have to receive the mercy of the six Goswamis. And we have to receive the mercy of the six Goswamis through my spiritual master, Vrittasya Bhikkhu. Ratam Das Thakur says, Rupa Raghu Nato Pade Hoi Vyakuti Kave Hama Bhujhava Se Jugala Piriti. Ratam Das Thakur, he is also Acharya. He is speaking, when I shall be eager to serve the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Raghu Nato. Six Goswami, beginning from Rupa Goswami to Raghunath Das Goswami. Sirup, Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Srijeev, Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So we have to go through the Goswamis and the parampara system. Then we can understand. Rupa Raghunathopadi Haive Akuti Kabe Hama Bhujhava Se Jugala Piriti. Generally, some professional men, they chant Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrigiti. That is not the way. He cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without understanding the path given by the Goswamis. If you surpass in this way, avoid the way of approaching Radha Krishna by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the nectar of devotion, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, all of a sudden, if you become an upstart to understand Radha Krishna love, then you misunderstand. That is the way. The people, they try to understand Radha Krishna love affairs jumping all of a sudden. This is not the way. One should be very much eager to understand Radha Krishna pranaya vigiti allhadini shakti asmat ekatmanamabhi dehu bhedo gato utau Sri Chaitanya prakatamaguna tadvayam chaikamaptam Radha Krishna bhavatvivi. This is the verse by Jiva Goswami, that Radha Krishna is one. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana balakriyas. Krishna is the supreme being. When he wants to enjoy pleasure, no material things can supply that. That is not possible. He expands his own energy, and by his own energy, he gets the pleasure. So Radharani is not ordinary as the sahajiyas, those who take Radha Krishna love affair very easily. No, then you will misunderstand. Radha Krishna pranaya vikiti allhadinisat. It is the expansion of pleasure potency of Krishna. So this science one has to learn from the authorities, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and others. Then it is possible to understand what is loving affairs of Radha Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha mate rahumare as prarthana karaye sada narottama das. We should not jump over. There are so many literatures. They place Radharani as ordinary vulgar woman because they do not understand. So, therefore, Sanatana Goswami has forbidden strictly that avaishnava mukhat gina puta hari katha amritam sarvanamna kattabham. Don't hear from the professional men who are not situated in the Vaishnava behavior. One must be behavior in Vaishnava, sadachar sampan. Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur has warned that don't mix it with Vaishnava who is not well trained up, well behaved. You can offer him respect. A Vaishnava offers respect even to the end. That is another thing. But he has warned, don't mix with them, this professional so-called Vaishnava, sahajiyas. This is warned. Avaishnava mukhat gina puta hari katha amritam savanam na kartabham. You should not hear. What is wrong there? The Krishna katha is there. No, Krishna katha is there, just like milk is there. But if it is touched by the leaves of a serpent, it is no more to be taken. It has become poison. Unless one is situated as pure Vaishnava in his dealing, in his behavior, inside and outside, he should not become a preacher because it will not be effective. Neither one should hear from such person. But people in general, they can understand. But those who are preaching, they must be very sincere. The same way, Rupa Raghunatha pade hai vyakuti. They should read the literatures, the instructions, just like Upadesha Amrita. the lecture of instruction. We should follow, strictly follow, there, preserving sasishya, there you will be able to preach and make disciples all over the world. This is the intention. That is called Goshyam. Don't be cheap preacher, cheap guru. No, that is not possible. So, Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan authority. How he has got this authority? Here it is said. Soham kathamana visiti tava bhitta seva. So everyone must have his position by giving service to the spiritual master. And who is spiritual master? Tava bhitta, who is the servant of Krishna. Jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. Dasya prasadad lagati putupi, kintu prabhurja priya eva dasya. Guru is described, dasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. By the mercy of Guru, one can achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. Dasya prasad. Dasya prasadad. If Guru is not pleased, then he has no place. Nagati bhuto. Sakshadharitena samastha sastri yuktastatha bhavratai vasadhi. Kintu prabhurja priyayavas. Why the spiritual master position is so great? Because he is very, very confidential servant of Krishna. Therefore, his position is so great. So, this is the process, tava-bhitta seva. We have to adhu-buddhvasram. First beginning of Vaishnava life is to accept Guru, spiritual master. Adhu-buddhvasram. Then others, because who will teach him? We have to approach a pure Vaishnava as spiritual master, follow his instruction. And what is his instruction? His instruction is, as he was instructed by his spiritual master. He does not invent instruction. This is instruction. The pure Vaishnava, he does not invent anything new. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, everyone of you become guru. Everyone. Hamara gai guru haiya taroi desh. Wherever you are living, it doesn't require that you have to travel all over the world. If you have no such capacity, it doesn't matter. You remain wherever you are. But, you become a guru. How I become a guru? Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Very simple thing. You instruct only what is instructed by Krishna. That's all. Don't invent. Don't become over intelligent. Remain a poor fool. Guru mane murkha dekhi, sasan, kurila sasan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also presenting himself as a great fool, because he says, my Guru Maharaj found me a great fool. He was a fool, he was Krishna himself. But one should remain always a fool before Guru Maharaj. That is progress. If he thinks I am no more than my Guru Maharaj, that is progress. Dasya prasadad nagati yuto. Then it's finished. So you should always remain a fool before the spiritual master, even though one is incarnation. Not that I am incarnation, therefore I have become God. No. Even if I am incarnation, You should remain a humble servant. That is that. Tapavritta seva. Prahlad Maharaj is Dityanang Prahladosmi. The Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnates in different societies, different platforms. And he says, among the Daityas there are also devotees. The Prahladosmi. Prahlad Maharaj is Sattavesh Avata. But still he says, that kathangano visiti tava vritta seva. How can I give up this service? Prahlad Maharaj does not say, my Lord, being a dev, I am now so competent, give me your service directly. No, tava vritta seva. First of all, give me the opportunity to serve your servant. This is Vaishnava. So, why it is required to serve Vaishnava? If you want to get relief from this conditional life, then you have to serve Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. This is it. Who has got, I want to say, liberty from this entanglement of material existence? Chariya Vaishnava Seva. If you do not serve a pure Vishnu, Mahasema Dharma Hurtu Mukte, this is everywhere. If you want liberation from this material entanglement, then you must take to Mahasseva Dharam Ahubhi Mukti. You must, there is no alternative. Kasmad Gurum Prabhateta Jigyasu Sre Uttamam. If you are actually interested to inquire about the transcendental subject matter, you must accept a Guru. Kasmad Gurum Prabhateta. Tadviddhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadakshanti tadjnanam, jnanina tattadarshinam. So these are the ways. You cannot understand by your erudite scholarship what is Krishna. It is not possible. Then Krishna would have instructed Bhagavad Gita to finding out a very great Vedantist. No. Krishna found Arjuna. What was Arjuna? Arjuna was a grihastha, Arjuna was a kshatriya, and always a soldier. A soldier is not expected to become a Vedantist. We recruit soldiers not from the Vedantist group. One who can fight, one who has got strength, we recruit soldiers. So Arjuna was not very qualified in that way to understand Bhagavad Gita or instruction. But Krishna says, yes, I will speak to you. This Bhagavad Gita, the parampara is lost, so I shall again speak the whole thing to you. Why to me? Bhaktosi, priyosi. Because you are my bhakta, you are my priya. So by scholarship, one cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible. One must become a servant of the servant of Krishna. Then one can understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, it's not possible. Even jananga nipatitam prabhahi kupe. Ohi kupa. Ohi means the serpent. We have got this serpent surrounded by us, surrounded all round. What are the serpents? The senses. Everyone, we are in the dark well, surrounded by serpents, this body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung this song, Rida Abhidya Jal, Jarendriya Tahe Kal. Kal means serpents, kala sarpa. Kala sarpa, it can bite at any moment and finish it. And we are being bitten every moment. It is Krishna's days that we are living. Otherwise, our senses are so dangerous that it can bring me down at any moment. Kala sarpa. There are many places, kala sarpa patali prutkhata dhanstayate. One devotee says, yes, I am surrounded by kala sarpa, the serpent, that's nice. But I can break the teeth. But if kala sarpa is the, what is called that, fangs, if they are broken, they are taken out, there are no more dangers. They are dangerous so long the fangs are there. So, pratkhata damastate, see Prabhupada Saraswati said, kala sarpa patali pratkhata damastate. Yes, I have got my kala sarpas, but by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have broken the fangs. So, it is no more fearful. How it is possible? By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is possible. Just like you can break the fangs of the, there are expert snake charmers, because this poison is required for some medicinal purpose. So they take it out. Then it is useless. But they again grow. The body is so made of the snake, even if you take once the fangs, again it grows. That is stated here. How it is possible? Kama bhi kama anuja prapatan prasanga. Once it may be broken, but if you have bad association, then again it will grow. Kama bhi kama. One kama, one lusty desire produces another lusty desire. In this way, one after another, this is going on. That is the cause of our repeated birth and death. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. So therefore, if we want to enter into bhakti platform, then we should give up this. Anna vilasita sunna. Anna vilasita sunna. How it can be zero? I am a living being. How it can be zero? I am always thinking, planning. I have got so many desires. They say, one who does not know what is the position of a living being, they say, give out desires. Desireless. That is not possible. Desirelessness is not possible. Because I am a living being, I must desire. Therefore, desires may be purified. That is one thing. You cannot make the desires zero. That is not possible. Sarvapadhi vininmuttam tatparatrenam nirma. Now our desires are there according to my designated position. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. Why shall I take Krishna consciousness? Because I am designated. I have taken this designation. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am Christian. Therefore, we cannot take Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna is Hindu God. Krishna is Indian. Why shall I take Krishna? No. You have to be desireless, means you have to purify your this false understanding that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian. This has to be purified. One has to understand that I am Gopi Bhattu Padakamale Udhat, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of that is purification. Then desire. Then you will not desire anything accept Krishna's service. That is perfection. When you come to that platform that you desire nothing but to serve Krishna, always 24 hours, then you are liberated. Sarvapadhiminirmuktam tatparatyenam nirmalam. Then you become nirmalam, without any material change. In that position only, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Then my senses will be there. Not that I become senseless, nonsense. No. My senses are there. They will act. They will act for simply to serve Krishna. That is what. So that can be possible when you are trained up by the servant of Krishna. Otherwise it is not possible. Thank you very much.